This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch.
All right, final segment with Mike Cernovich. Then we've got the editor of Westminster coming on about Brexit and the acid attacks on three-year-olds, everything else that's happening as Europe just sinks into total insanity. But Mike, again, they play this moral game, saying that men and women together is evil, and the word mother and father is bad and hurts feelings, and we all need genderless bathrooms because the left's all a bunch of perverts. And once, I mean, they just want to play God. We just, okay, we're good. We'll do what you say. But now their demonization of you and others for exposing pedophile worship in Hollywood seems like the biggest jumping of the shark I've ever seen. But we were talking during the break. Trump needs to take action. I know he's overwhelmed, worried about Korea and military things, and they keep presidents distracted on international issues. He's trying to get the economy going. I mean, I give him an A+, but he needs to get on the internet situation and how they're trying to silence him, how he's shadow banned, what's happening to you, me. I know some of this gets to the president, but what would you say to Trump?
Yeah, I would tell Trump, well, here's the issue. Trump doesn't really understand how vital his supporters were on the ground. And that's because he's been lied to by Mark Short, Johnny DeStefano is another guy, Brian Hook is another guy. They were all lying to him about the things that were happening on the level. But I would tell Trump, if you believe the news is fake, then why would you want to give the fake news media a monopoly over the minds of the American people, right? That you want the American people to have access to true information to find out what is really going on in the world.
And again, that's the problem. He's older. He still reads the New York Times. He still thinks Fox News is the biggest thing in town. He didn't know that before the censorship, there were 100 videos a day with more views than Fox News 10 times. I mean, every video we did had a million, 2 million views. Many of them 30, 40 million views. They've dialed that way down. He let them take his biggest weapon.
Yeah, and we should also, we want Trump to know, because Trump understands the problem with these perverts. We need to let Trump know that the fake news media is defending James Gunn. And the only reason anybody knows about what James Gunn did and said is because social media reported on it. Remember, the real media, right, the real news, they ignored this. These tweets were out in the open for 10 years. Not one journalist thought, well, hey, you know, Maybe I ought to do a little search on this guy, because you and I.
What you said is so critical. I know the campaign knows that all the real news comes from the grassroots. That's how we're taking control of the narrative. That's what scares them. Exactly. That's where everything real is. That's the incubation chamber.
Exactly. And if it weren't for us and the InfoWar, and by the way, we're nothing. We're spokespeople for the great people watching and listening.
Exactly.
They're the ones who emailed Disney. They're the ones
that share the articles, even though they're going to get censored and attacked themselves. You know, it's the audience that's critical, and the fact that they're doing the research, they're giving us info, it's symbiotic. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, without them, we would just be guys, you know, talking to a camera. But they got on the email, they got on the phone, and they were saying, hey, I have kids. I take my kids to Disney movies. Why in the world would you work with someone like James Gunn who said this stuff? Why would you endorse this? That was all us.
I'm going to come back after 1 minute and say bye to you, but let's play this clip going out to break. It's blurred. This is Dan Harmon, Showtime, hiding in plain view on YouTube, simulated rape of a baby. We've blurred it. We'll probably censor this, but leave the real thing up, but here it is.
Thank you for being such a good patient.
Keep tight, okay?
For taking all the sleeping pills I prescribed to you, so that later tonight, when I'm crawling in your window, I can count on you to sleep like a baby. Will I do everything but sleep with yours?
When the baby cries, there's a pot-bellied PBP, rapes it. This is America. This is who they are. This is their soul-sucking. Do a few more minutes. The Mike Cernovich, then our other guest, is joining us to look at how the radical Islamicist vein has the exact same pedophilic obsession, and hence why they're merging with the satanic Hollywood globalist elite. They'll be back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got the editor of WestMonster.com dealing with what's happened to the Islamic invasion of Europe joining us in a moment. Mike Cernovich, investigative journalist, lawyer, author, got a big film coming out, Hoaxed. I just can't believe how Hollywood weighed in with the whole Me Too movement to cover up for Hillary and Bill's abuse of women. That blew up in their face. Now they're trying to moralize. Their whole pedophile situation is blown up in their face. They've just shadow banned you after you exposed the director Gunn promoting pedophilia. Now the rest of the media is jumping on it, and every hour new stuff is breaking. With Dan Harmon deleting his Twitter, him doing simulated baby rape, Sarah Silverman praising pedophilia if you've got what it takes to be a pedophile. I mean, these people are just truly evil people. That's not funny. That's just evil. What do you think the end game is? How do we end up in some alternate H.P. Lovecraft novel where America is run by a bunch of pedophiles who want to, and every blue city is piles of feces, needles everywhere? I mean, what alternate dimension have we entered, and how do we get out of it?
Well, we're entering the postmodern world where you destroy beauty. I mean, you and I have talked about this so many times, where the end game for the world that they want to live in, 26 pounds of fecal matter in San Francisco. That was, there's everywhere you look in San Francisco, piles of it, piles of it. That is the end game of postmodernism. Destroy beauty, destroy God. That's why I tell people, even if you don't believe in God, you should go to church and pray and meditate and do things, because the end game is destroy God, destroy the family unit. And then that's how the demons are able to prey on children, because it's very easy. This is why they attack the family. They know that if they want to traffic children and be pedos, you have to get away from the nuclear family. You have to destroy the family. That way you have vulnerable people for them to prey on. So that's the end game. It is truly, truly an action by pedophiles. Oh, by the way, before I go real quick, there's so much has happened, Alex. Remember when I went to the Columbia, I gave a Columbia University talk. And they held
and Antifa came out with signs saying, "We love pedophiles." And people said, "Oh, that's a joke."
Right. Well, there was a fellow named Joel Davis, who the Huffington Post published. Joel Davis organized that protest march against me. He is actually facing federal criminal charges for soliciting sex. He said he was into anyone zero plus. Anyone from 0 to 8 years old.
Boy, I saw that report where... there are a bunch of these university people. One of them ran a children's rights group. It was in the Philadelphia the News. Is that the same guy that said he wanted to have, he already had sex with a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old, but he wanted a 2-year-old?
That was Joel Davis. Yeah, Joel
Davis.
Yeah,
pull this guy up, because he also, again, was running a human rights deal working with the Clintons. So, and now, I'm not going to pull it up because we're doing an investigation, but they're now all of the news going, "Oh, here's your school resource officer." Yeah, there he is. And they're going to do sexual education showing hardcore porn to your children. And then they go on and say, Mike Cernovich, they go on and say, I love pizza, all over the walls behind them. I mean, they're really sending some messages.
Well, and what's amazing, too, about Joel Davis is he deleted his Instagram, which, by the way, was a breach of his bail agreement. So I've been in touch with prosecutors about that, because when you're a pedo, they say you cannot be on the Internet. So he deleted his Instagram. There was a picture of him at the Clinton campaign, and the media goes, oh, he had no – they fact check, and they go, oh, he has no connection to the Clinton campaign. It's like, no, he had a picture of himself at the Clinton campaign on his Instagram. So that's how bad the lies are, is even when you have their social media posts and they delete them, oh, no, it never happened. And then, of course, if you see that Joel Davis picture again they just had, he's wearing a Disney button, right? What's going on there? Was he infiltrating? You know, that's the whole thing. Yeah, so you can see this picture of Joel Davis. For those of you listening, he's wearing a Hillary Clinton button, Stronger Together. The media says, oh, no, he was never a Hillary Clinton. No, no, he is. Oh, and you know what else? He wrote an article for the Huffington Post. If you Google Joel Davis, Huffington Post, he wrote it. So this is actually, we can say this truthfully, and Huffington Post can come after me if they want legally. Published Huffington Post author faces child rape charges. Sue me, Huffington Post, because he's on your website. We have it linked. We have a screen cap. So the Huffington Post gave this pedophile a platform. That is a fact. That's what we're up against. The media, they're all in on it, and that's why they're attacking me at the Huffington Post, because I reported on the fact that they published an article by a pedophile, so they go, well, oh, we'll try to kill the messenger.
Well, by the way, we've seen Salon, we've seen HBO, we've seen Vice, we've seen the New York Times say pedophilia is actually not bad, standard NAMBLA statement. And so let me ask you this question. What percentage of these people, because I guess they're just all in the deviance, evil, having power over people. Statistics show liberals are, what, 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to virtue signal and not give to charity. Is this just the constituency of evil now? Because liberals weren't like this 20 years ago, at least what I thought. I mean, what do you think is going on here?
Yeah, this is the end result of post-Marxism and post-structuralism, post-modernism, liberalism. So, and this is the problem, and this is why people who are on the center left. So I want to be very clear. I would say only 10% of Democrats support pedophilia. 90% of Democrats, they only watch CNN, so they don't know this is happening, right? Because they live in a media bubble. So if you watch,
but their movement is commanded by pedophiles.
They don't under, but the, so this is why I feel bad for Democrats. They don't know this because they watch, they read the Huffington Post. They watch CNN. So they don't know that they're being ordered around and led by pedophiles. So 90% of Democrats, Alex, I truly believe it. I make a lot of people
no,
mad.
No, I totally agree with you. They're anti-war. They're decent people. They mean well. They believe the lies. So, but what percentage of the top 10% are pedophiles?
Oh, I would say Democrat leadership, at least 10% of them are pedophiles, at least.
And then the others are using it to compromise people.
Exactly, and blackmailing people and covering things up.
And let's not forget, Mueller, for a decade, knew Epstein was kidnapping children, flying them to sex stuff, and use it to compromise. I mean, Mueller is a manifest monster.
Well, and not
a Mueller. I always call him Mueller. Mueller.
I call him Mueller because he's like a dumb mule. But there was more than that. There was a person in San Francisco caught with a whole treasure trove of child pornography, and that was covered up also by Mueller. So, they have a track record.
And we've had 16 major Democrat mayors, including Seattle, all resign the last year from being caught to be pedophiles.
Oh, Joel, so there's another guy, Jacob Schwartz, who was a CNN guest. You can't, I mean, this is the whole thing, Alex. It's so weird. There's a guy, that's why they go, Cernovich, you're always so excited. I'm like, well, because there's so much. I'm like Cassandra. I'm like, I know all this stuff.
No, it's very frustrating when we know. And it's like, as a normal person, you're like, another pedophile? It's like, really? Pedophiles everywhere? You don't believe it, even though you know it. It's like, who the hell are these people?
Bill de Blasio's top aide, Google this right now, Jacob Schwartz, G-A-C-O-B.
And they've been covering up all his pedophile stuff.
Yeah, so Jacob Schwartz, Bill de Blasio's top aide, he was the president of the Manhattan Young Democrats, and he was a guest on CNN, right? Charged with possessing thousands, thousands of images. And you know what they've done for him, Alex? The sneaky little judges and his little well-connected friends? They let him out on bail, $7,500 bail. And it's been over a year he's been out, and they haven't made him take a plea deal. They haven't put him to trial. They just keep letting him run free, hoping nobody will actually notice.
You know what unifies all this? They all are weak little chicken neck cowards, and they can't deal with real women, and so they love the power of her children. That's what it is. These are disgusting, demon-possessed worms. Mike Cernovich, Cernovich.com, thank you so much. Powerful hour and 15 minutes. We really appreciate you, and it's a real honor to, you know, that you're joining us now and being shadow banned on your Twitter, so that means you're definitely over the target. Cernovich.com, thank you so much, my friend.
My pleasure.
That's powerful. And that mainstream media now defending pedophiles attacking Mike Cernovich. They go, yeah, they're talking about raping kids, and but he's bad to do it. Mike Cernovich is a bad guy. I'm the bad guy, too. Well, say goodnight to the bad guy. We got our big guest from Westminster. I'm saying Westminster. Westminster doing great work over there in the UK, covering the globalist Islamic invasion, the acid attacks on three-year-olds. It's all coming up on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We've got Patrick Christie from West Monster, westmonster.com. He's worked for a lot of big major newspapers in the UK. Now he's their main investigative journalist, breaking news. A reporter. Prior to that, he was the youngest ever online editor of two national newspapers, the Daily Express and the Daily Star. Daily Express has a lot of really powerful stuff in it. He's reported from Syria, Iraq, Turkey. I'm not going to get into the military coups he's covered. He's a on-the-ground investigative journalist, and he's here to get into Brexit. He's here to get into just the state of Europe. I mean, look at these headlines I've got. One killed, 14 wounded after gunman opens fire in Toronto. Islamic terrorist suspected, but you notice it's Islamic. They're shutting it down. Three men arrested over acid attack on three-year-old baby boy. That's out of Reuters. I mean, they have like seven acid attacks a day now in London. Dirty, stinking Belgian, the Islamists scream as the gang pelts handicapped old lady with stones. That's Paul Joseph Watts at Infowars.com. And Sweden teaching migrants how to have sex with blondes. They teach teenage girls to get your Muslim boyfriend. They actually say the Muslims are allowed to have sex with kids. So you got that weird thing going on. It just keeps popping up. So, Patrick Christie, thank you for joining us. There's so much to cover there at West Monster that we link to all the time. Westmonster.com. What do you think the main issue is right now? Brexit or the Islamic invasion? And we know phase two is happening. What's front and center for you?
I mean, front and center for me on the day-to-day is the Brexit stuff, but it's a wider context of what's going on in Europe generally. It's the breakdown of Europe and the rebellion of people against this kind of centralization of unaccountable power and the establishment elite. But then on top of that, we do have this radical Islamist terror that's sweeping the continent. In Britain, for example, people don't know this a lot of the time, but Britain's led in a higher percentage of returning ISIS fighters, Islamic State fighters, to people that were British citizens that have travelled abroad to Syria, Iraq, to fight for ISIS, which we all know is a death cult, you know, a horrible death cult. They throw people off buildings, they're paedophiles, they're murderers, they're depraved people. 425 of those have come back into Britain, and none of them, to our knowledge so far, have been prosecuted. That is absolutely ridiculous. But yet we are prosecuting people who go to fight against ISIS fighters abroad. Now, if you mirror this across Europe, the fact is, unfortunately, now we have this stockpile almost of radicals that are just living among the normal European society. And that's having an impact. That's why we're seeing these terror attacks. That's why we're seeing a general level of fear across the continent. But in Britain specifically, you may not know this again, there are 23,000 people currently on a terror watch list. You know, the UK is the size of a small American state, pretty much, and that's pretty horrifying for me anyway.
That's right, and I see where they get even better welfare, better Section 8 housing, or council estates, whatever you call them over there. Again, Patrick Christie's with an asteroid, just from westmonster.com. What do you think the end game is? I mean, we know that Peter Sutherland, who died this year of the UN, wanted to merge it with the Middle East, North Africa, but, I mean, it's giant groups of people. I was reading like 90% of people in 5 years in Europe, particularly on the continent, don't even get a job. And then if you do try to get a job, that's who they deport. So they want a bunch of people sitting around on welfare. Why? What is the EU superstate looking for? Just have a client group that is totally dependent, who will burn down cities if they give them the order?
Well, there's a couple of factors at play here, I believe, Alex. Anyway, I think that the European Union wants to break down the idea of the nation state. We know that because they want United States of Europe. They want an EU-wide army, so they don't want nations to have their own army. They don't want nations to have their own borders, of course. Now on the continent of Europe, the mainland continent of Europe, There is an open border system, basically. And so I think one of the elements of having this, aiding and abetting this migrant crisis, as it's being called, the European Union, by the way, sells inflatable dinghies. I don't know if that's one that's on your screen now. They sell inflatable dinghies to Libya, where, of course, a lot of the migrants are coming from. Now, I don't want to get too radical about it, but it does certainly seem that it would fit in with their idea of breaking down this idea of national identity, national sovereignty in the nation state. If you do have a big influx of people from a complete and utter variety of cultures, very different cultures, etc., and that would go towards, it would seem, you know, contributing towards creating a Europe-wide country as opposed to anyone with a distinct national identity. And so I think that's definitely got a factor to play in it as well. The other element of it is I just think they're bitten off more than they can chew. They don't have the capabilities, they don't have the resources to actively defend their own borders, and so they've given up.
Well, I think that's it. You see the UN saying, we'll build the refugee centers inside Europe, not in Africa, not in the Middle East. They're creating the crisis that will call for the EU army to fix the problem they created.
This is it. There's a very interesting fact here. So I went, as you mentioned before, I went to Turkey, I went to refugee camps on the Syrian border and on the Iraqi border. Now, I spoke to refugees there. I spoke to them in person, right from children up the way through to the adults that were with them. They told me that they would rather stay in those camps on the border of their home country because, actually, as far as they were concerned, they would quite like to return one day when the fighting stopped, or if the fighting ever stopped, of course. So this idea that we have to permanently displace them and place them all the way in the centre of Europe, the heartland of Europe, for no reason, really, is alien to me, and it doesn't seem that there's something that these people, a lot of them, particularly want themselves. So again, of course, I pose the question, why do it, really?
That's right. They're forcing the migration corridors from Latin America into the U.S., out of North Africa and the Middle East and Central Asia into Europe as an admitted plan, as Macron has said, as Sutherland has said, as the UN have said, to, quote, repopulate Europe. But then when they get there, they're not trying to make them absorb the culture. They're trying to make them keep their own culture. It's really a political detonator, a checkmate for full control. This is a very, very diabolical plan. And then let's not forget it was the EU and Obama 7 years ago that admittedly with Google launched the Arab Spring to destabilize many of these countries, to take down Libya, to then begin the collapse of North Africa and the Middle East, to create the war-torn refugees to start the invasion. So it's very premeditated.
We've certainly had a hand in the direct causes of this migrant crisis from start to finish, going back to, well, decades now, you know. And so we have had a hand to play in that. And you touched on an important issue there, I think, Alex, and that is the issue of integration. Now, it's very, very unfortunate that there has been no efforts, particularly in Britain, certainly not as much of a concerted effort as I think there should have been, to force through some elements of integration. And what that creates, of course, is societies within societies. And in Britain, we allow people to have Sharia courts. So the rules that they would choose to live by, say, in Saudi Arabia, etc., we allow them to have those courts over here. Now, that creates a complete separation in society. And over time, it builds up with hundreds of thousands of people living in pockets. Societies within societies, as I've said.
Oh, they were just denying 2 years ago no-go zones. Now it's admitted everywhere.
Well, I mean, personally, look, I went to a place in Birmingham a year or so ago. I was investigating a terrorist, the London Bridge terrorist. You may remember a guy who drove a van down a road outside Parliament, killed loads of people, stabbed a police officer to death, tried to storm the Parliament building. This guy, Khalid Massoud, he was called. I went to investigate him, and I got into his house in Birmingham, actually. I got into his house, and he had flatmates who, actually, to be fair on them, just genuinely didn't know anything about it. It was like a single room in a pretty squalid flat this guy lived in. But I spoke to them, and I went down and walked down a place in Birmingham, a road called Alum Rock Road. And people said, it's not a no-go zone. I'm telling you, it is a no-go zone. It's a no-go zone, and we know it is, because when I walked down, I got racially abused. And the white girl that I was with got racially abused as well. They said, welcome to Alum Rock.
Let's talk about where this is going, where the EU, the globalists want to go, versus where you think historically it is going, and the people's choice here. Straight ahead with Patrick Christie's of Westmonster.com. Westmonster.com. We'll be back. Infowars.com. Spread those links. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Look, if you're a big multinational corporation like Apple, Google, Twitter, Facebook, General Electric, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, you are totally cold-blooded. You want total consolidation of power. You don't like the West. You don't like free market, uppity middle-class people that always want more, more, more. That's in the WikiLeaks. Hillary going, God, my constituents always want more stuff. Bunch of stupid baristas. Well, I don't think you're a bad person if you're a barista. That's a hard-working job. A lot of barbistas, bartenders make $100,000 a year, whatever. I respect somebody that owns their own lawnmowing company and has five guys working for them. I respect somebody that owns a little corner store. I respect somebody that owns a machine shop or an auto body shop or a little dentist place or a farmer. I respect just regular people. But see, these elitists, they don't think that about you. And they look at the demographics of there being 1.8 billion Muslims, and it's about to be 3 billion by the end of the next decade. And they look at Christians being 1,600,000 or whatever. And they look at the numbers and they just say, we're going with Islam. They're having six kids. Christians are having 1.3 kids. That's the number. You got two parents, they have 1.3 kids. The media always makes dumb jokes. Goes, how do two people have 1.3? It's an average out of millions. And you look at this, and listen, I don't want to go conquer the Muslims. I don't hate Muslims on average. Our government keeps kicking out the non-radicals, putting radicals in, because they want this weapon to take us over, and then they think they'll control that. I think they won't even be able to control it. I think this is out of control. And so is the president. So we have the one of the top investigative journalists at westmonster.com, Patrick Christie's on with us, big investigative journalist. Be sure and check out his bio and the work he's doing at Patrick Christie's on Twitter before he gets shadow banned. But here's a new article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Ben Warren. Now we know President Trump wasn't just responding to the Ayatollah of rock and roll over there, the hereditary Islamic dictator of the Islamic State of Iran, saying that he, you know, better watch out, mother all battles or whatever. We now know the former head of the Republican Guard of Hezbollah, of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, threatened Trump in a tweet, and that's what Trump was responding to. No one's picked this up. We've confirmed it. It's on Newswars.com. Iranian politician threatens Trump, says 50,000 U.S. troops in firing range. Oh, no, don't kill our troops. I mean, I don't want our troops to die, but you think like the U.S. is afraid of troops getting killed? I mean, put us in the briar patch. I don't want a war with Iran, let's be clear, but this is getting ridiculous. I mean, we have enough nukes to blow the planet up like 10 times. The U.S. admitted 15 years ago that we have antimatter weapons that can blow up the whole solar system, jackass. You sit over there with your little RPGs and, you know, have sex with your sister. Morons, excuse me. The Iranian politician reportedly told President Trump that 50,000 American troops are within Iran's firing range hours after Trump told Iran's president to never threaten the United States again. The former Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commander-in-chief, Mohsen Rezani, appears to have tweeted at Trump, says he needs to be more cautious because 50,000 U.S. troops are under Iran's sword. Oh my gosh, we're so scared. When more than 50,000 of your forces are under Iran's sword, it's you need to be cautious, but instead you make demented threats, said the early Monday tweet. You know, I don't want a real war, but that would shut all the leftists and the communists up real quick if it started. Here's the deal. I didn't start the war. Radical Islam's allied with the globalists. There's no doubt. Disagree with me if you think I'm wrong. Patrick Christie's of Westmonster.com, investigative journalist, one of the youngest editors in the UK to ever run major newspapers. But we're already in this war. It's like Patrick Henry said, the Revolutionary War. He goes, I'm not looking for a war, but it's already started. You can crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, but as for me, liberty or death, I mean, we're already in this. We've already got the European government saying we're invading you with Islam. We're training your 15-year-old, 13-year-old daughters to have sex with Islamicists. It's on children's TV that girls should have sex with Muslims. I mean, this is a clear takeover. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think there are certain countries out there, Iran being one of them, of course, whereby, you know, they are very, very clear about the kind of society that they would like, and they would like to have a global Islamist society, and that is what they are open about. But, you know, I think crucially the point here regarding the Trump thing is, you know, they've burnt the American flag in their parliament over there. They've been making direct threats against the troops. What do people want their president to do? Do they want him to sit back and say nothing about it? A lot was made in the British press over here about Trump's reaction. Oh, he responded all in capitals on Twitter, you know. And that's always is very alien that we'd have a politician getting irate about something like that. I think that's perfectly, perfectly natural. And the fact is we're having a big debate in Britain at the minute. Today I wrote an article about these two British citizens that went over to fight for ISIS abroad. Now, they've been captured over there, and there's a big hoo-ha because we're saying we want to send them over to America to face the death penalty, because you guys have the death penalty, okay? And people are saying, no, it's against their human rights. Well, I'm sorry, I personally believe that these people forfeit their human rights when they go abroad, or join people that stay at home in England and across Europe to stay at home and join these Islamic State. They are a death cult that has terrible views towards women. They're probably the least tolerant out there. They are literally, they keep sex slaves. You know, they blow people up on tubes, innocent men, women and children. You know, they forfeited their right to human rights, in my opinion, when they joined that death cult.
And no, I agree. So why is the left so in love? I'm asking this question.
I think because they're weak and pathetic, Alex. You know, I can't understand what it is. And the fact is as well, I think they're not on the front line, a lot of these people. A lot of them live very sheltered lives. A lot of them live very gilded lives, especially people in the EU elite. They never live in any of the areas that are targeted by these things. They never live in any of the areas that face the brunt of this kind of terrorist invasion that we're seeing, or they never face the brunt of it because they never have to deal with it. And so they don't think it's real, or they just tell the rest of the people that it's not real. They're so weak, I think they close their eyes and ears to ignore it, or the rest of the people have to actually deal with it.
That's right. In fact, Paul Watson's done some demographic studies showing Google Maps that the most leftist areas of London are 99% white. And then there are different colors, just as different cultures, third world, you know, really collapsed countries. And then like, they're the ones that do not want to be around any of this. It's crazy.
It's crazy. For me, it's just, look, it's got absolutely nothing to do with, you know, I've got friends of all different races, demographics, whatever, colours, creeds, whatever you want to say. It's got nothing to do with that. The fact is, there is, unfortunately, with elements of Islam at the minute, they're extremely radical, okay? And they make no bones about that. And they are the
most
radical people.
Well, that's the thing, is these countries are collapsing, they're under radical Islam, and then they're bringing all these people in. What is Europe? I agree with you, though.
Well, this
they're not going to be able to control this. Like, they dreamed of bringing it in and making everybody integrate and creating a new guilt culture. It's not going to work.
But they're not trying. They're not trying in this sense. By when you don't bother to patrol the borders, you have no idea who is coming in and who is coming out. Some of the Paris attackers, the terrible Bataclan attack in Paris, you'll remember, that some of those people came in hiding among genuine refugees. And the fact is, as long as the European Union and the other powers that be aren't bothering to check who these people are, who all of these people are coming in, they are opening
up. They're liable for allowing
it
to come in. But clearly,
I would say they should face charges for some of the things that have gone on, because ultimately it is their fault.
You're right. Let me ask Patrick Christie when we come back from Westmonster.com where he thinks it all ends. And then, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, hosting the next hour of the broadcast, we have a special guest, Lionel, joining us on this live Monday edition. Please don't forget before I end this segment that without you, we're not going to be here. Without me plugging, we're not going to be here. I'm our biggest problem. I need to plug like every segment instead of like once an hour. But look, it doesn't matter. We have supplements that are the very best out there where we don't mark stuff up 7 times. We mark it up 150 times. And then we discount it. You get it for like 20-30% above what it costs us. I mean, some of these specials we're running right now are actually loss leaders, but I want you to see how great X2 is. Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, Knockout. Knockout's totally organic, by the way, so sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's weaker. We had a batch 6 months ago, so strong, I couldn't even take a pill. Now I got to take two of them. This latest batch is kind of weak, a new batch is coming in. But the point is, it's all excellent. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Take advantage of up to 67% off store-wide and free shipping, but it's all got to end today. New specials tomorrow. These are big specials, biggest ever. Take advantage of them.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Few minutes left, and then Lionel, investigative journalist, former prosecutor, is coming on to break down all the latest developments that are unfolding. Hillary caught meeting secretly with Putin. Just incredible stuff coming up with him. We'll finish it with Patrick Christie's of Westmonster.com. Again, he's been a big investigative journalist, a major newspaper editor. Now they head up an independent site. Just two final questions. We see a lot of persecution of people talking about globalism, the Islamic invasion. What have you gone through on that point for being out there traveling in North Africa, the Middle East, covering it? And then what about Brexit, where Theresa May is now saying we may not even have a debate about it. We may just kill it. Some people are saying it'll cause civil insurrection. What would you say the state of the euro is?
Yeah, well, the state of the euro is poor, but there's a very reassuring element to this, Alex. If you look at the latest elections in Germany, Italy, in the Czech Republic, for example, in Hungary as well, there's an independence movement in Catalonia in Spain. The people are saying, look, enough's enough. And, for example, in Italy, now you're seeing, across all those countries I've just said, anti-establishment, new, anti-elite parties. A lot of them are anti-euro, so anti the single currency, bear in mind. These parties are now winning or coming up to hold the balance of power. Sweden as well is another one where they really are surging. And that is the out-and-out public rejection of this globalist EU-wide elite and the establishment. So that's a very reassuring thing. So before the break is what you asked me, what I think the end game is. The end game is that I think the people will have the final say. So it's not all doom and gloom. I think that actually realistically people will have the final say and will vote out or vote for a change of system. In terms of the reaction that I've had for some of the things that I've done, I've put stories out there in the past just based on completeness of facts with regards to migration figures or with regards to things I've seen over there in Turkey, Syria, etc. And people just tend to just accuse you of lying. They say you're lying. They tell you you're a racist. This is nothing that there's nothing that you could say or do. As soon as you bring up the topic of immigration or having any kind of control on it whatsoever, even a skills-based immigration system, you tend to get hounded by either people in the mainstream media or just a lot of the members of the general public, because that is what, in a way, they're conditioned to feel now and think now, that anyone who doesn't want anything on the complete...
Well, I was about to say, if you ask a Democrat, they go, I want no borders at all. But I go, well, Mexico has them. I mean, you have to have them. They're like, no, nothing. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, if you don't have any borders, then why have any countries, you know? And people want countries. The World Cup was just on. Everyone was supporting their own country, weren't they? Right. Why don't we support our own countries on the day-to-day basis? And you know, in England, how bad it's got, Alex? During the World Cup, people were banned from flying the flag of Britain, the St. George's flag, because they thought it might stir up racial tensions. I mean, come on, what is the world coming to, really?
No one would even think that, but the media says it to create that idea.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. And they're going, oh, no, look, the worst thing that can happen in England is if we won the World Cup, because it might stir up the far-right tensions. You know what would happen? Is that for about 2 days, everyone in the country would go out onto the streets, drink some beers, wave some flags, hug each other, and you'd all go back to work. That is it, right? There'd be no violence. There'd be no racism.
But I've even seen the EU a decade ago, and then a few years ago, they said, we want to get rid of nationalist connotations to national teams and have them have these generic names.
Yeah, because they want the breakdown of it. Because you know why ultimately they want the breakdown? Is because the European Union is controlled by about 20 or so people, apart from the George Soros's of this world, of course, who are right at the top. 20 or so unelected officials that are right at the top of this EU pyramid. Now, they are unelected, unaccountable. They have meetings behind closed doors. They don't even want to have their expenses claimed, their finances looked into. If you break down all of the nations, people have no idea who's making their decisions for them, the process that goes into it, and the reasons why these decisions are taking place. They have no idea who's in control, and that's what they want. As long as you've got distinct, powerful, individual countries, that can't happen, and that's why they're trying to break it down.
That's right. They want a bunch of just followers that follow corporate propaganda that have no identity.
Absolutely.
So they can come in and enslave you. So at a gut level, you've traveled all the world, you've covered this for major newspapers. Where do you think it ends? How do you think it's going for them? I mean, you say badly for the EU, badly for... But they're going to try to come back, Patrick Christie's. So at a gut level, where do you think this is going?
Yeah, look, man, it's going to be one of two things. It's either going to end in the kind of the end of a lot of European society as we know it and a lot of Western societies as we know it, because if we don't get a grip of this, culture and everything is going to become completely diluted. Realistically, Alex, I do honestly have faith in the people. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. And we are seeing elections right across the country. Right across the country.
No, I agree.
I
so everywhere, nationalists, populists are winning. Liberal conservative coalitions.
Yeah, it's going to get more and more.
Liberal conservative coalitions.
Yeah, it's going to get more and more.
So how does the EU strike back, though?
Well, it's interesting. We'll have to wait and see. I think personally, that they're a little bit too limp-wristed to be able to do anything without the mask slipping too much. I think that we caught them by surprise, a lot of these conservative coalitions, as you've said. And actually, if we hadn't done and if we hadn't gone and mobilised en masse in the way that Brexit and a load of different people have done across the continent very quickly in the space of a couple of years, they would have been able to stop it. I don't think they can stop it now. I mean, it's going to take something monumental for them to do it. And, I haven't got a crystal ball. I can't predict what that is. But I really, really do think that the people have outmaneuvered them here. And these Liberals are too weak and a bit too slow moving to catch it. And I don't think they're going to stand a chance against people like us, I'm afraid.
That's right. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And I think that's happening here. I just don't want us to have that view and not stay vigilant. Patrick Christie, thank you so much from Westmonster.com. All right, there he goes. We're going to have Lionel take over here in just a few minutes. I covered most of the news. I didn't do a good enough job on this, though. Paul Watson came up with a petition. It's on Infowars.com. A huge new petition launched to end shadow banning on social media censorship. And the point is, Congress is ready to hear this. They're having hearings. The president's ready. They are totally banning people that expose pedophilia. I mean, you get people fired for pedophilia promotion, and you're still bad, and they shadow ban you. So these are fights we want to wade into. Like, oh, they'll fight us. We're here for the fight. Yeah, I get it. They're going to come after you. No, they already did. I get it. Well, you're going to have a fight on your hands. I'm not trying to just sit on the sidelines my whole life and, just eat juicy steaks and screw around. I want to eat juicy steaks, but I want to be victorious. I want to be free. I want to build a future. And so all these men sit on the sidelines. God, most men I know are just absolutely go along, get along candy asses. But there is a cadre of men of every race, color, and creed who are the human race that want freedom and a future. And they're the people I salute and want to thank and appreciate. But go sign the petition at change.org. And it's our petition. Just to point this out, we're doing another petition as well. And this stuff has a big effect. Demand that social media companies end censorship alternative voices, change.org. And Paul Watson links to it in the article on Infowars.com. And it goes through how you're being shadow banned, how you're being censored. We're really just raising awareness of this for the racketeering and antitrust charges for Facebook, Twitter, and Google. So enjoy yourselves. If Zuckerberg thinks that little game of, oh, Alex Jones, he's just wrong. We don't want to ban him. You already banned me. Shadow ban. So don't play the game, oh, you didn't ban me. And I go, oh, I'm not banned. These aren't the droids I'm looking for. Move along. I'm already banned. And then you go, oh, Holocaust deniers are just wrong. They're not bad people. No, they're bad people. Hitler didn't like Jews. He killed a bunch of them. They got the right to say it. Just don't say, oh, they're just misguided. And then sure as hell, don't say that I'm now a Holocaust denier in your backhanded, oh, Alex, you're a Holocaust denier, but you still have a right to speak. Oh, thank you, Zuckerberg. You think I'm stupid, man? Think I'm a chump just as you got some pump and dump, made $100 billion, jerk off? Well, the New York Times goes, Jones claims Soros is anti-Jew. He wants to overthrow Israel. He helped round Jews up in World War II. Go read the article. All I do is tell the truth from what they say. It's unbelievable. Listen, our big sale ends today. It's got to end because a bunch of the stuff like X2 is close to selling out, even though we've been low on supply. It may be the end of X2. I can just tell everybody that right now because we've already got another deep earth crystal source, but it's from a whole other strata. Maybe better, maybe worse. We're not sure. We're doing testing right now. We're on our last run of X2 right now. We got a good supply of it, but it's going to be gone soon. DNA Force Plus, we got a better deal on that. So we lowered the price. It's amazing. Brain Force Plus is amazing. Infowarsstore.com, 50 to 67% off. The discounts start at 50. They go to 67% off and free shipping. That's got to end. In fact, when I get off the air today, I'm going to go do some new specials and stuff and launch those tomorrow. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I'll do five more minutes, and then Lionel's going to come in. So we're going to start the next hour. And then I got a lot of things to do. As they say, the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. But I've got miles to go before I sleep. So I got to tell my little pony to get back on the road. Even though that forest is beautiful, I'm going to stop here for the night. We have to go forward into Mordor, don't we?
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.